This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a part of, I missed a game in 13. Was it 13? Oh, so, no, 17 I was hurt. So, what, in 2009 we played here? And 17 I was hurt. 2009, you know, it was a good back and forth game. I feel like these fans are a lot like the Green Bay fans. Now, Green Bay is having some angst around how many people are selling their tickets. So hopefully there's not that much of that that goes on. But I would say the thing I can say that I do know about Steeler fans is in the fourth quarter, in crunch time, when they had the ball at MetLife, it was loud. And that was our fans. So you know what kind of organization it is. Usually organizations like this in Green Bay, their fan bases travel really well, and that was really impressive to see.
Aaron Rodgers getting ready to play his first game in Pittsburgh as Steelers quarterback. We are about 47 hours away from that event going down. The PM team, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Charlie is in for Donnie. Your calls welcome to at 412-928-9370. Malzie, did you see what Rodgers or hear what Rodgers did there with that clip?
What are you getting at here?
He has amnesia. He eliminated the game last year with the Jets here.
Yes, yeah.
And all he remembered was that game against Green Bay.
He was only counting Green Bay games because when Beanie Bishop picks you off twice in a game, not so good.
So Aaron Rodgers is going to play his first game in Pittsburgh on Sunday. This is his 21st season in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's won four MVPs. He's won a Super Bowl MVP beating the Steelers in 2010. He has the highest passer rating in NFL history. He has the lowest interception rate ever in the NFL. He's fifth in passing touchdowns, one behind Brett Favre. He passes Favre then with two touchdown passes in this game. But guess what? He's never won a game in Pittsburgh. He's 0-2 all-time here.
And the 0-9 game's an all-timer, where Roethlisberger outduels him, but they have like this classic back and forth of great Hall of Famers-to-be at quarterback, and now he's going to, I think, get the chance to right this wrong very quickly, Pony. I'm excited, man. Like, actually excited, because you know as well as I do that when you were getting ready for a Steelers game, how many of the last couple of years? It was uncertainty at best, outright dread at worst. I am actually excited to watch a Steelers quarterback play a home opener for the first time in several years based on what he did last week.
Because he could not have made a better first impression in New York. Four touchdowns. That's still right now the most in the NFL among quarterbacks. He set the stage here for fans when he runs out of that tunnel in front of 70,000 screaming Steelers fans waving terrible towels for them to go bonkers for him. And I'm with you. I think that the expectation right now is that they have found a Tom Brady in Tampa, a Peyton Manning in Denver, a Kurt Warner in Arizona, a Joe Montana in Kansas City. That's the reaction to game one. And that's only going to get more intense if he delivers at home in front of these fans for the first time who've been champing at the bit to see him do it because they didn't see it at all in the preseason. He set things up perfectly.
If he does it against a better defense than the one he played last week, and Seattle's defense is better, they might have some guys banged up. It's going to get things to, if he even throws like two touchdowns in this game and he's six and he takes care of the ball, no picks, it's going to be at a fever pitch for excitement. You're going to have that MVP odds go down even more. It's going to be even worse of a bet because you're not going to get nearly the return on investment.
His MVP odds have moved more than any player. He opened the season at 75-1, and with that one game against the Jets, he's now 25-1.
If he throws two or three touchdowns and no picks in this game, it's going to go down again to like 20 or 18-1. I'm excited, man. I've watched so much bad quarterback play that seeing somebody execute an offense very competently and seeing somebody deal with pressure and not panic, that's Kenny Pickett rolling the wrong way out of the pocket. It's Mitch Trubisky just not knowing where the ball is going. Seeing somebody just do what Roethlisberger used to do up until pretty much through the 2018 season, it's just, I don't know, it's refreshing, man. It feels like that's how the other half lives in the NFL, and the Steelers are finally getting a taste of that again, and fans are. I think he's going to get the biggest reaction we've seen if they send out the offense individually.
Which they have to.
They better. They shouldn't send out the defense. They should be sent out under
police protection
the way
they played. Frankly, he's earned it. He played so well, and fans are dying to see him, that they should give them that opportunity to cheer for him.
I just think that the people who do game ops there know that they got to send the offense out. He's going to get the biggest opening cheer for a quarterback since when Ben would run out of the tunnel with his fingers up in the air like this, and he'd be pointing to everybody else, and he is going to get absolutely lauded by people, and he should, because I will stress this again, it is fun to imagine them playing offense when it felt like a chore to watch them on offense for probably the better part of 4 years.
I do think he set the bar high then for what fans expect out of him in this game. I mean, the expectation based on how things went against the Jets is not for the Steelers to win the game 16-13 and rely on their defense and play the way that they have post-Ben, which is try to win the ugliest way possible. They won last week offensively because it was Aaron Rodgers who did it. It wasn't anybody else, really. It was not the offensive line. It wasn't the run game, obviously. The offensive coordinator did a good job, but it was primarily him.
He saw the plays as they were happening. Like, when was the last time? I just keep going back to this play. They run a touchdown off of the same play twice, and he throws to two different receivers. When you saw a Steelers quarterback on the move, correctly ID where the ball needed to go in that split second you have where the play is like is live and is open, and get the ball to the right guy. I mean, I know that that's like football 101, and I know that stuff that other teams, if you're a Josh Allen fan or a Jackson fan or a Mahomes fan, you expect that as a matter of course. When you were watching Trubisky, Wilson, Pickett, I'm exempting Rudolph from this because he was pretty good for three games, but you know what I mean. When you don't see that stuff happen, and then you finally see it happen and see a guy who's won four MVPs look more like the four MVP version of himself, how can you not just be extremely fired up to watch what happens next, even if the bar is set artificially high?
So what are your expectations for him then? Because the two games he's played here, both games he's lost, one in 09, ancient history so long ago, and then the one was last year. The game in 09, they lost 36-37, Packers Steelers. He was 26-48, 383, three touchdowns. And Tomlin actually did something genius in that game. Remember, he onside kicked to get the ball back because he didn't trust his defense.
Nor should he.
To stop Aaron Rodgers, and they ended up, the Steelers, winning on a last-second touchdown pass from Ben to Mike Wallace.
Classic.
And then last year, Rodgers looked fried. He looked cooked. He was 24-39, 276. Those numbers don't look bad. One touchdown, but two picks.
That turned the game. They were game turners.
Both to Beanie Bishop, who's now a Steelers practice squad player.
Right.
And the Jets lost the game 37-15.
Yeah. The second Beanie pick in that game last year was like a complete backbreaker, and the wind came out of the sails. What do I expect? I don't expect...
He looked old in that game. He looked like all he wanted to do was get rid of the ball and not get hit.
He was making two words you hate to say about anybody. He was making business decisions in that game, and he got hit three or four times pretty hard against the Jets last week.
And we left that game thinking Russell Wilson can play and Aaron Rodgers can't.
Correct. Yes, how the tables have turned in 1 year's time. Russell Wilson probably starting his last game in the NFL at this point this weekend. I expect not four touchdowns because I'm not going to be psychotic about this and say he's got to play like 2020 Aaron Rodgers. I expect another game where the stats look somewhat similar, fewer touchdowns, but just to watch a Steelers quarterback do the right thing with the football. He put the ball in harm's way one time because he was under significant pressure, but like if I were going to zero it in on one thing, he just did the right thing. The Calvin Austin throw is not going to, that touchdown throw is not going to like wow any scouts, but it wowed me because I haven't seen people do it in forever. Forever. Like literally, it's been 5 years since I've watched somebody drop back and look like they knew where the ball was supposed to go when it was supposed to go there. I expect more highly competent, efficient NFL quarterbacking from a guy who I think can still do that.
So you don't think
the
hype train will slow down after this game?
If they keep him upright,
he'll play well. It'll be efficient football. He'll look like he's still a football savant, making the right plays and the right calls. They'll win the home opener and they'll still be in first place. That's what
right
you're saying?
Now, right now, my gut tells me they're going to win this game. The problem is I can't answer that question fully because in a vacuum, I would say, yes, Aaron Rodgers will handle his business. The problem is there's a guy named Leonard Williams in a very good defensive front, and there's a turnstile with a 77 jersey on right now that the Steelers have to address.
That's why I am a little bit more skeptical and cynical about this game than seemingly everybody else on the station. Because even though Seattle got beat by the 49ers last week, you know what they're 1-for-1 at? Injuring quarterbacks. Brock Purdy's not playing for San Francisco this week because he got hurt in that game. They put more pressure. How about this stat? Purdy was pressured on 60% of San Francisco's dropbacks. That was the highest pressure rate in the NFL in week one. They got to Brock Purdy, the Seahawks defense, more than any team in the NFL did last week. San Francisco's Trent Williams at left tackle, who's going to go into the Hall of Fame 5 years after he retires. We have, like you just said, Broderick Jones. So I am nervous about this game. They get after the quarterback. Rodgers was under siege last game. He got rid of the ball faster than any quarterback in the league last Sunday. He better have that quick trigger ready to go again in this game. Or he might be on the turf, and it might get ugly, which I don't want it to, obviously. But that was just, when I saw those numbers from Seattle's defense, I watched that game and I thought Purdy was in trouble, but
Purdy's
dude's not
also
playing this week, and yeah, they've got a better offensive line than the Steelers have.
And Purdy's way more mobile than this stage Aaron Rodgers. Like, Purdy can get out of trouble and actually make you hurt with his legs. I watched that game, too. I was struck by how pedestrian Trent Williams looked. Really, their whole offensive line looked. Like guys that you don't anticipate getting beat. I thought the Steelers had maybe like one player on their offensive line look average in this Jets game.
Zach Frazier?
I thought McCormick actually looked okay. I didn't remember anybody like
Listen, your
yeah, watching
offensive
guard play.
Line breakdown.
Yeah,
okay,
watching
Brian
guard
Baldinger,
play. We're all over the gaps here on this show.
Appreciate that.
But that's my one hang-up. But it's not, when I say I have a hang-up on his performance or why I have something in the back of my mind, it has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the people who are charged with keeping him upright and healthy. And if they do their jobs, like, I have every reason to believe that he and Arthur Smith are going to cook. I thought that was the story. It wasn't just that Rodgers was so good after people wondering all preseason whether he should take reps, how was he going to look. You were getting conflicting reports from some people covering preseason. Oh, he's throwing a terrible ball here. Oh, no, he looks great. I thought he and Arthur Smith were humming, dude. And that was the other thing that's so much different from last year, when we had to listen to Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson in this like horrifying, pained version of events say, oh, we're FaceTiming our wives because we're doing so much film study together. Bull. We all knew it was ridiculous. When you hear Aaron Rodgers talk and you hear Arthur Smith talk about Aaron Rodgers, it sounds like two dudes that actually respect each other's football knowledge. And you saw that play out with how the game plan got executed in week one.
47 hours away from Aaron Rodgers playing his first game in Pittsburgh as a Steeler. What are your expectations? 412-928-9370. Here is James in the North Hills. Hello, James.
Hello. I think that if anyone is going to get excited about the offense that we saw on Sunday, we should get excited towards the right people. And I don't think that Aaron Rodgers really had a lot to do with that. I think he executed, like Mueller said, you know, competent quarterback play. But I was much more impressed with the receiving corps because a lot of his yardage was yards after the catch and receivers making plays, you know, on screen plays. His average depth of target was like 4.5. It was one of the lowest of the week. So it wasn't a lot of pushing the ball downfield. It was mostly beating them schematically. And if that's what, like, the Steelers want to try to do, if they want to beat teams tactically, I'm all for that. But I don't think that they have the tacticians or the skill to win like that.
So you were not that impressed with Aaron Rodgers then? Is that what I'm hearing? It was just kind of a...
I think
they made it easy on him. How did they make it easy on him when their offensive line couldn't block anybody and there was no run game to speak of?
Well, those things are definitely concerning, and I think Broderick Jones might be officially cooked.
I'm not asking you about if they're concerns or not. I'm just saying, shouldn't that make the performance of Aaron Rodgers against the Jets more impressive that he didn't have those things to help him?
I guess for me, I just wasn't impressed. I am very
you
biased.
James, are you impressed?
James, are you
trying? You watched that game and you weren't impressed. You didn't say to yourself, damn, they got a pretty good quarterback here now.
Is this a tryout call for Pro Football Focus? Are you trying to get hired as a grader over there, James?
Definitely not, no. I wasn't impressed. It wasn't a lot of high threat throws for me.
So let me ask you this question. If you put Mason Rudolph in that offense on Sunday, would he have done almost as well?
Probably not, but I do think that he would have thrown down the field more.
Man, I mean, I think that the pass to Austin, that's a touchdown.
What the hell?
I know. We must bring it out in people. The pass
we're
to Austin.
We're not even going to bring it out in people. We're not.
They just think that they
we're not priming the pump
negativity.
Here.
I don't know. Because didn't we come on the air after the game on Monday and say, oh, the defense was pretty bad. Maybe people just have a negative taste in their mouths or don't
want to believe.
I wasn't
impressed with Aaron Rodgers.
I know. The ball to Austin's a 30-yard in the air ball. I don't care that it's, you know, what, an 18-yard touchdown on the books. It's an off one foot, 30-yard rope right as the guy comes open so that he can just catch it with nobody around him and backpedal into the end zone. Like, what is not impressive about that throw?
412-928-9370. You want to offer up a rebuttal to our first caller? Aaron Rodgers, after the long wait, he signed late. He got to mini camp, training camp, preseason. I thought an excellent first game in New York, contrary to the last guy. And I thought we had a captive audience of Steelers fans who can't wait to see Aaron Rodgers run out there and are expecting him to do damage against Seattle. First guy says no. How about you? 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Charlie has our first headline of the day. We're back with you next. It's the PM team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
No, I think it was good. I mean, I thought he called a really good game. Like I said, you know, sometimes you make great throws for touchdowns. Sometimes you just got to not screw it up. And we had a couple that were you know, just don't screw it up. The scheme was so good and the execution was great. But I thought we got into a good rhythm. The best part is that we spend a lot of time together, a lot of time on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday I get a little break from them, usually, in the afternoon. But we spend a lot of time talking about the game and what he likes and what I like and maybe what he's thinking about getting to early on or later, or situational. So it's a good relationship.
222, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Aaron Rodgers on that great synergy he had with Arthur Smith in game one, trying to carry it over to game two and his first game ever as a Steeler at Acrisure Stadium, trying to get his first win ever in Pittsburgh. There can't be many NFL stadiums. I should have done the research. Where else has Aaron Rodgers never won a football game?
Would you hazard a guess that this might be the only one?
I know that the opposite is true of Ben. He never won in Seattle, even though he beat him in the Super Bowl, just like Rodgers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl. How about that?
I could do a little research project on the fly. We can get an answer. It seems, though, Pony, that at least the people texting us or hitting us in the YouTube comments are a little bit more happy about all this. Donnie's landlord, our buddy Dave, messages to say it was the first time in 5 years that this Sunday it'll be that I wasn't actively or I won't actively be looking for chores to do around the house while the Steelers possess the football.
I am going to say this. If Aaron Rodgers goes out there and delivers like he did against the Jets and we see another game where there's a ton of touchdown passes, big yards, and very few mistakes, I will start to think that he is a Hall of Fame quarterback that has found the fountain of youth and is capable of leading this team on a long playoff run that might even conclude in Santa Clara.
Why are you doing this?
With the Super Bowl.
Why are you doing this? You just hear
but
the
But he's got to
come
out there against Seattle and do it.
The hex is already on the
pressure's on Rodgers to do it. He's got to do it.
You know what kind of power you have in these situations. Why do you continue to exercise it this way?
So that's what he's playing for on Sunday. Does he get me on board and make me believe that he is the next in the long line of Hall of Fame quarterbacks who change teams late in their careers and either won a Super Bowl or came very, very close to one? Like Brett Favre in Minnesota, who he'll pass with two touchdowns.
I think he's going to get it this game because I think he wants to pass him in front of where are now his new home fans. That is my prediction. He will throw two touchdowns in this football
game. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here is Bob in Leechburg. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
First off, I was very much against the signing of Aaron Rodgers. A lot of reservations.
But so was I. Bob, if it makes you feel any better, I was in the same camp as you. So there you go.
Right, right. So Sunday he eliminated one of those reservations.
Which was?
He still has the tools to do the job.
He has an arm and he has a brain.
Bob, I've heard enough calls in my life in 15 years of being on this station to know that there is a butt coming.
Is there?
Well, if they can keep him off the ground.
Okay. Yes.
All right. That sounds like a pretty good endorsement, though. How do you believe in the player.
How confident are you in Broderick Jones protecting that blind side and the rest of the Steelers' offensive line doing that for Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not. I don't think the Steelers' coaches do a good job in training offensive linemen.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say one thing about Broderick Jones, and it's not because
negative.
Yeah, well, but it wasn't about Rodgers. He basically sounds like he said Rodgers still can do it, sling it, all that stuff. He just doesn't know about the guys protecting him. I'm going to say this about Jones, and it's not because I was the biggest Jones backer in the world, because I thought I was pretty critical of him all week. It would be hard, even against a better defensive front, to have a worse game than he did. Like, you're out of the NFL if you have two in a row like that. Forget about being benched. They wouldn't cut him, but you know what I mean.
Week two of last year, he had the worst drive in the history of football where he committed, three penalties and gave up a sack? So who knows?
I cannot imagine that he's got like a jackhammer and he's ready to find a new bottom after 1 week.
Wayne is in Carnegie. He's on the fan. Hello, Wayne.
How you doing, brother? Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
First off, that guy, that first caller, I mean, I don't know what he expects. What he wants. I mean, it's the best quarterback play we saw in Pittsburgh in years. you know,
he made it sound like Arthur Smith was throwing the football to those wide receivers, like it was all scheme.
You're not kidding, man. I mean, if we can keep him upright, there's no doubt that the ceiling is high for the Steelers this year. I mean, no doubt Roger Jones is a problem, and we'll see what happens.
And if they can keep him upright, what is Wayne and Carnegie's ceiling for the Steelers in 2025 now, after watching that first game?
Two playoff wins.
Two?
That would be an AFC title game appearance, Wayne.
Well, not if they got a first round bye. That would be a trip to the Super Bowl, Malzi. If they have the best record in the AFC.
Now we're again getting ahead of ourselves.
That's a divisional round win, AFC championship game win. You're in the Super Bowl.
Well, Super Bowl might be a little high, but I mean, think about it. They got a lot of talent. They got the players. They just have, and you know, if they can just get it together, I mean,
Wayne and Carnegie has started to believe in Mike Tomlin again. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Wow. How about that?
Oh, didn't know how that one was going to go. One of my people from my former town of residence.
Here is Ben in Bethel Park, where my wife went to high school. Hello, Ben.
How we doing, guys?
Hey.
Ben, did you go to school with my wife?
No, I didn't, actually. I went to Pine Richland.
Oh. You're just driving around in Bethel Park?
Delivering packages.
Okay.
I actually live down here now.
Congratulations on all your success. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I've been hearing a bunch of nonsense from people that don't like Aaron Rodgers or don't want him to do well here. I saw last week a 41-year-old throw for 4 touchdowns with my Steelers. I'm pretty dang excited for Sunday, and I'll be at the game, and I'm usually not excited for our offense, but I'm pretty darn excited. I don't care what PFF had to say. They probably couldn't grade a first-grade math test, but I'm really excited to see if he can get it done at home.
Well, let's not laugh at first-grade math tests. My kid's in first grade, Ben, and they have this new way of teaching math. I'm 40 years old. It was very, very difficult for me to figure out what they wanted out of me.
Was it such an eye-opening performance from Rodgers that you've revised your season expectations for the Steelers in 2025?
Yes, I have. I thought this was going to be their first losing season under Mike Tomlin. I thought they were going to go 8-9, and I thought Aaron Rodgers was either going to get injured or I actually thought Mason Rudolph was going to have to come in because he got benched halfway through.
Oh, boy. Well, he might still get injured. Pony, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Yes.
You said 7-10. It's the bleakest preseason record prediction you've ever tossed out there. Have you changed your tune at all?
I have.
Official record prediction now is?
8-9.
So you just gave them the one extra win. And if they win this game, 9-8.
No, I think I'll stay at 8-9.
How long will they have to go into the season before you'll change 8-9 to 9-8 or something else?
I don't know. I got to see their defense not give up 32 points to a crappy offense and see their offensive line look better.
Let me give you this as an either or.
It's the ultimate team game, Malzi. It's not just quarterback power ranking game.
Although there's a reason that the best quarterbacks make the most money by far. Would you rather see the following? Aaron Rodgers have another big game, but the offensive line keeps him under duress. It's like a carbon copy. Or he has a more modest statistical game, but they do a much better job protecting him. Steelers win either way. You'd rather see option B?
Absolutely that, yes.
All right. I think I would too, but man, if he cooks another team when he's still under duress, that would be kind of fun.
One of the things that is going to get pointed out again, if he has a strong game, is the time since the Achilles injury and how the rehab and the rest and the rust is off and he's back to being pre-Achilles injury Aaron Rodgers. Because now, if you look at it, his last 11 games, he's thrown 22 touchdowns to only 4 interceptions. That's tremendous.
A lot of it was like garbage time, late season Jets, but we were trying to look at that and say, hey, there was still something in there at the end of last year.
And his last 2 games, it's 8 touchdowns and no picks.
First time he's gone back-to-back 4
touchdown
games.
The Dolphins game in this one.
4 touchdown, no picks since 2020.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. The very popular Fair Game with Steelers insider Nick Faribault is next. We'll ask him if it's fair to expect Aaron Rodgers to have another big game against Seattle. 412-928-9370 to get your takes off. But first, a Charlie headline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Back by popular demand, it's time for Fair Game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick Faribault. We will ask Nick a series of questions, and he will tell us if he thinks it's fair to expect this or that to happen to the Steelers in Sunday's game against Seattle. Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is out. Leaning Cast Brewing Company's Golden Doodle supports Harmony Dog Rescue's outstanding efforts. DK Metcalf on his revenge game against Seattle coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, Nick, no softballs here. I'm going to throw you a Paul Skeen splinker right off the bat. Is it fair to expect the Steelers not to get better pass protection, but to get honest to God good pass protection for Aaron Rodgers in this game on Sunday?
No, I'm going to say that because this Seahawks front is pretty good too. Tank Lawrence, Boye Mafe, Leonard Williams, Jaron Reed, Etienne Owosu, like a lot of underrated names on that front. And you guys saw it. We all saw it. Broderick was borderline unplayable last week. I mean, it's just the fair game of what it was. And so I don't think they're going to get much better. They'll get decently better. It'll get better, but actual good, like above the line good, I think that is stretching.
Okay, so that kind of answered my first fair game, which was just going to be Broderick Jones will be better, which was probably a leading question because it would be hard to be worse. Just so you know, Nick, I just got sent this by loyal listener Fake John and Robinson. Charted PFF stats for Trent Williams against all those guys that he had to go against, Mafe and Derek Hall. 10 pressures allowed, 7 quarterback hurries, and 5 blown blocks for Trent effing Williams, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, here is a different one then. Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers will again throw multiple touchdown passes.
Fair game 100%. This is a Seahawks secondary that, while good, looks like they're going to be shorthanded. Devin Witherspoon hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Greek Woolen is an adventure. Josh Jobe is his backup, but he's just kind of eh. The Steelers are going to have matchups in this game where they can attack the Seahawks through the air. So I do think 2 or more touchdowns for Mr. Rodgers is going to come to fruition.
Fair game to believe the Steelers are interested in Tyreek Hill, and he could end up here in the next couple of months.
Good question. I don't think that is going to happen. I don't think right now, from what I've heard, that they are actively looking into Tyreek Hill. In fact, from what I've heard, the receiver part kind of a little dead right now. They're pretty happy with Calvin Austin III,
They're still going to look at some options. I know that they've been very high on Romeo Doubs, but after Jaden Reed broke his collarbone, that's probably off the table. So we'll see as we get closer. But right now, I don't think so.
Nick, fair game to say that, again, Calvin Austin, at least in terms of yardage, will be the Steelers' second leading receiver.
I don't think it's going to happen this week, Mulzi. I think it's going to be Janu. That's who I think it's going to be this week. And the reason why is you look at the Seahawks defensive personnel. They got some linebackers and safeties that I don't think can cover Jonnu Smith. He's a mismatch this week. So I'm going Jonnu. But I do think Calvin's actually going to end up having a pretty nice game, whether that's as a decoy clearing things out or potentially as someone that can pop one or two big plays for the Steelers like he did last week. But I think Jonnu Smith's going to have a good one this week.
Nick, fair game to think the Steelers are going to earn their $158 million paychecks and hold the Seahawks offense under 20 points in this game?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'll say this. I think the answer is yes. I do think they hold them under 20 points in this game. But I'll throw it with a twist. I think they still struggle to stop the run. I just think Sam Darnold throws them the game once or twice.
Ooh.
And they're able to make some plays in the secondary. So that's my prediction. I think the Steelers' pressure and their pass rush is going to get home a little better this week. They had a ton of pressures last week. I think they're going to convert them into sacks or turnovers. But I still think the run game and the run defense is going to be an issue. This is not the team you want to face if you want your run defense to get better. That's what I will say.
Fair game, Nick, to say that Caleb Johnson will get more than one carry in this game.
You know what? I do think so. And the reason I do think so is because I actually think they're going to run the ball more in this game, just in terms of pure volume. It's not necessarily because I think, well, KJ is going to get more than two snaps offensively. He probably will if they just end up having more raw plays. He'll get like two or three carries. It's not going to be much more. I still think Kenny Gainwell and Jaylen Warren will out-snap him. I think Warren will be the lead back this week, not Kenny G. I think Warren will be leading in the
snap. You stole my fair game. That was my next one. You took it right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you Warren or Gainwell, and you're going with Warren. All right.
All right. Well, then that kind of makes this one moot, but I'll say more productive Ken or Kenny in this game, Walker or Gainwell?
Walker, 100%.
All right.
I'll say this. Walker will be more productive, but here's a prediction.
Oh boy.
Zach Charbonnet will get the touchdown.
Fair game to say, because Jaxon Smith-Njigba is the NFL's best slot receiver, that Jalen Ramsey will stay in the slot and defend him in this game on Sunday.
I do not believe he will shadow JSN, but I believe that will be the majority of the time. I think Ramsey will be in the nickel. You will see Brandon Echols on the outside, not Joey Porter Jr. I don't think JPJ is going to play. So I think it will be Brandon Echols and Darius Slay. But I think most of the time you're going to see Ramsey in the slot against JSN or Cooper Kupp, whichever one of them is in the slot on any given play.
For our friends in the desert, is it fair game that the Steelers will win this game by more than 3 points?
I think they end up winning this game by more than 3 points. I do.
Wow.
And I my score prediction in this one is the Steelers win this game 24-17. They get a few turnovers, and they end up having a solid offensive performance through the air and on the ground. I still don't think they're going to run the football very well. I think they're going to throw the ball well against the depleted secondary, get one or two touchdowns through the air. Rodgers will do some nice things again, and they will eke one out in this one through some magic from their pass rushers defensively.
Fair game, Nick, to say that Jabril Peppers will do something of note in this game?
I'm not fair game, because I expect Chuck Clark to start at safety, and I think Jabril will probably get very limited snaps. Let's wait a week until they go to New England. That one's a revenge game, by the way, for Jabril. I think that's the week we maybe see Jabril make a play.
What are they doing? Like, okay, what are they doing? Lining up the entire schedule with revenge games? This is the DK Metcalf revenge game. Last week was Rodgers. Now you've got the Jabril Peppers. Who else can they sign from the Vikings that they could have a revenge game with?
They're going to bring Jake Reed back for that game, Mulzi, actually. They're going to bring him out of retirement to play wide receiver and be their new wide receiver, too. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. Goodbye.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
Suggestion to call that segment Fair or Baw with Nick.
Is that on the YouTube channel?
That's a fake Jordan Robinson one on Twitter. Fair or Baw. So he would have to say Baw if he disagreed with us? Ah, guys, Baw.
Wasn't that a song by Kid Rock? Charlie?
Ball with a ball.
Do you remember that one, Charlie?
Ball with the ball, da bang, diggy, 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 and the whole thing. Yeah,
I'll admit this.
Do you know more lyrics to that song?
Now, this is for the questions that don't have any answers, the midnight glances and the topless dancers.
But that ain't fun. Get in the pit.
Doesn't he say something to the porno freaks and the chicks with beepers or something?
What happened?
And there's something with the homies in Cell Block 6.
What happened to the little dude that he used to clown
dead.
Around with? Remember?
I think you just pulled another pony. Somebody.
I didn't say he was still alive. I just
he had
a little friend.
He had a smaller guy who piled around. I'll say
and
it.
And he also had a great friend named Uncle Cracker, who is like BFFs with Mark Anderson, who runs all our music stations here.
I never
him and Uncle Cracker. Like whenever Cracker's in town, they go to
paint the town red.
They go to like Panera together.
Yeah, Pony did the thing.
Yeah, I know. I knew he was.
What thing?
He'd been gone for a long time. The little friend.
He died November 16th, 2000.
25 years ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.